All right. I also was able to drive a vehicle this past week. It's not often that we actually have the ability to do two at once, but we did. 2024 BMW i5 eDrive 40 sedan. Yes, that's a mouthful. This vehicle comes in at about $77,000 and some change. And without further ado, I'll tell you some of the features and so on of the vehicle, but I'll just get it right off the bat. Best car, best sedan I've driven so far all year. My number one top pick. I don't say that very often, and some of you are thinking, well, yeah, but this is a plug-in. It's not even a hybrid. This is a plug-in e-vehicle, if you would. Doesn't matter. This car, Richard, all-around usefulness, range, quietness, comfortability, sportiness, how it drove, how it handled, all of the ergonomics inside of it, the trunk space, the fact that the middle part of the back seat will fold down. So if you want to slide skis or something like that in, you can. I had some stuff I actually had to bring back to the station at one point this last week where I needed that extra little bit of length. I had something that was just that right size, folded that center console down, slid it right through. I mean, this thing, for not being an SUV, had everything for the most part that an SUV would have, but yet it's a sedan. When it's not an SUV, it makes it more quiet on the inside, by the way. People tend to forget that because you don't have all that back glass space that's making more noise, so a sedan is actually more quiet on the inside. This particular vehicle, again, Richard, at the end of the day, I could go through the list of features this thing's got. The list is long. I will just say right off the bat, my number one top pick for the year.
I remember talking to you about this car, and again, folks, it's not very often that he gets, I don't want to say blown away, Dad, but really impressed by a vehicle, right?
This thing is impressive.
Like you say, in terms of, well, because we kind of talked about it, right? We've talked about some of these luxury manufacturers over the past few weeks, and this car seems like it sort of fits the bill for what they're advertising it as. Would you say that?
This car, given the other cars it's competing against, you know, an S-Class Tesla, for example, or a Model S Tesla, and you look at the price point of it versus some of the things it's competing against, Mercedes, Tesla, etc., blows them all away as far as I'm concerned.
And obviously, we've talked about, like you said, the kind of the electric part of it, right, as far as the performance. That seems like it's obviously
second
right
to none.
Up to par with their competitors.
Second to none. Max horsepower on the eDrive 40 is about 289 horsepower, 0 to 60 in roughly 5.2 seconds. Again, you can go through all the specs that are out there, folks, but I was telling my wife, I think a lot of people, you know, kind of thumb their nose at EVs because they've never been behind the wheel of one. If they would get behind the wheel, Richard, I truly believe it would change their entire mind. So without further ado, as Richard always says, best thing to do is get out, drive one of these vehicles, go check it out at your local BMW dealership. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.